Today is Thursday, the 16th of December, 2021. You only have 9 days of shopping left, people. This is the GQDN podcast, and in today's news, we have Doma leaving Fnatic. Battlefield 2042 is free, a Destiny update, and how about some game stuff to talk about. For the Group Quest podcast, I am Joe. But we start today with the head of Bungie HR stepping down due to a toxic workplace at the studio. So, what has been going on at Bungie? It, once again, is like very troublesome. There has been some things that I cannot say right now that has been going on there, but it's just been horribly bad, and inequality, microaggression, all this bad stuff, and it caused the head of HR, Gail DeHant, to step down. So sometimes a lot of pressure can cause people to leave the company, and you know, really, it just depends on what goes on, and just really, really bad stuff. Okay, so we will, we might be talking about that on the Group Quest podcast. We shall see. But one other thing, talking about leaving, this coming to us from ESTNN.com. Oh, GameInformer.com gave us the Bungie news. But ESTNN told us that within the Valorant game, Doma will leave Fnatic. Fnatic is starting to rebuild their teams, they're going with Valorant first, I do believe, with the championships ending on December 12th, 2021, and Doma left voluntarily, so hopefully he gets a good place to play and gets on another team. Best of luck to him and the Fnatic as well for trying to get a better squad together. So I think Fnatic, you need to learn that it's going to take some time, some cohesion, and to get communications and all this other stuff going. So, you know, just be safe, have fun, okay? Everything will be fine. Destructoid.com tells us that Battlefield 2042 is free for the weekend on Steam with a trial event. So, if you do like the FPS games, and you heard about, you know, what's been going on with Battlefield 2042, you know, it's not been that good, but they're trying to get their popularity up, and to me, this is a good way to do it. So, go out, have some fun with it, give it a try, and if you do plan on playing Battlefield 2042, let me know how the game went on Twitter at Joe Brums. Now, Destiny also had an update. They fixed some faction stuff. They fixed an issue where players used to generate cursed engrams during DPS, and now players can't do that. Along with some other things. It's on Bungie.net. And if you do play Destiny, you know, check out the notes. Obviously, you guys do if you play Destiny, but it's really good thing to check out the notes there sometimes, because there's a lot of different updates, and I think you guys should really, really check that stuff out. Back into some free game news. On the Epic Game Store, where the Holiday Sale 2021 is now underway, Shinobi 3 Standard Edition is now available for free. Now, I have not heard about this game, but if you have, I have to edit that out. But if you have heard of this game, you know, and you have any interest in it, go check it out. There's some other stuff that's going on as well. So, hey, if you're into that game, go get it. Now, let's get into some World of Warcraft. And there's a new pet that is live on the Battle.net shop. for $10. Okay. His name is Blinky. He's got red. He's a fairy. One of those fairy dragons that you saw quite a bit a couple of expansions ago. I tell you what, Blinky looks pretty good. He has a nice little ring, curly tail. This really depends on what his abilities are for pet battles. Right now, I don't see any abilities listed for him, but still, very cute. I'd say worth $10, but that's just me. And Blizzard Watch. Oh, that was up on MMO Champion, by the way. Man, I'm missing my links. Blizzard Watch put up a gallery of Overwatch and Ice Wrath Genji, all in blue. Reindeer Orisa, looks like Rudolph. Slaying Diva, Diva with her sleigh. Snowboard Baptiste, a snowman wrecking ball with the Santa in the middle. Oh, it looks good. Wooltide Tracer, yes, very cute. Mistletoe Symmetra, okay. Peppermint Bark Bridget, looks very Bridget. All of them look really good. You can find all of that stuff on BlizzardWatch.com. Everything looks really good. It is good to have some actual good news, you know, for once in a week. But, it is getting closer to Christmas. So, hey, it is what it is. Anyway, I am at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find the show at Group Quest, all a part of the Don Forge Networks. You can go check out thedonforge.com for what we do. All rights are reserved, 2021, of course. And if you go to the Group Quest go to groupquest.com for the Group Quest podcast, you can check out the links to Audible and our Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest, or you can go check out stackup.org. All of them, all those links, really, really good. Go check them out. We'll be back again tomorrow with hopefully some good news. We'll see. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Thank you.